Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's time now for our Week 7 NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the River Studio. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and find them on all the social medias. Guys, are you ready to pick some football games?
Let's do some guessing, gang.
Womp, womp.
I'm all excited for this.
Right now, we're at, once again, our reigning champion, Brad, is at 14-4. I'm at 10-8. Ben's at 9-9. The Raiders taking the week off. They decided.
They've already lost. The bye week is finally
won. I was going to say, there's a week they can't lose, but I guess.
You know who's winning this week? Bruce Irvin, clearly. The line of the week.
Yes.
He said, it's just a loss. I have a beautiful wife. I'm going to go home and make some babies. Yeah. So he's winning this week. I can promise you that.
He's got an extra week to make that happen. So normally we pick the Bay Area games. We'll obviously skip the Raiders. Although I guess we just picked the bye to beat the Raiders. Yes. So
Bruce Irvin wins, though. That's what we said.
That's right. So we'll go to the 49ers with the 6-0 Rams coming to Levi's Stadium. The game that was supposed to be flexed or was supposed to be on Sunday Night Football and did get flexed. And here we are Sunday afternoon now at Levi's. The game where they're going to apparently wear their white throwbacks and the game where they were supposed to unveil the Dwight Clark catch statue outside of Levi's. I don't know if those things are still happening because it's not on primetime.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's happening then.
Yeah.
All right.
That's too bad.
So, I don't know. Brad, do you want to go first with this action?
So, wow, you seem really excited about this game.
Well, I was excited last week, and now I'm a little deflated, just a little bit.
Well, 49ers, we all know, put a good showing together in Green Bay. They had a few moments where they just didn't make plays, and when you turn the ball over against Aaron Rodgers, give him a short field, and then can't make one throw or one big play in crunch time, you're just going to be in trouble. And Aaron Rodgers did Aaron Rodgers things, and they lost. But the thing that I'm taking away from that game, or I'm taking away from a few of these games, is that the 49er run defense is good. Mm-hmm. They're ranking about in the top third in the league in yards per game. And they shut down Dalvin Cook and Minnesota in week one. You know, they haven't had too many other tests, really, but they had David Johnson the week before, and they basically shut him down. And they've played well. I know a lot of people are down on Solomon Thomas as a number three overall pick. You know, who knows whether or not he's worth that pick or not. But I would argue that when he's in there, they're pretty good at stopping the run. And the Rams are predicated primarily on the run game. Everything they do is in play action. It's all about misdirection so that Jared Goff can throw without any encumbrances. So I think the 49ers are going to continue to play well against Gurley in the run. The problem is that where he gets really nasty is in space, and they throw a lot of screen plays, and the 49ers secondary, aside from Richard Sherman, is going to have a real hard time keeping up with the speed on the outside. You know, the 49ers are well coached, but the Rams are really well coached. And so I think that ultimately Robert Saleh might just be overmatched, not because of any decision making, but just personnel wise, they just can't make big plays. So I think this game actually will be closer than people think. I don't see them winning by two touchdowns or three touchdowns. I think it might be because they take their foot off the gas, but I see this game being like 30-20, 30-24, that kind of score, Rams over the Niners.
The Niners are well coached. And the problem is that the Rams are equally coached, but they don't have the injury bug that the Niners have.
Right.
I take the Niners going against Green Bay in Green Bay, and coming very close to winning, that's a victory. With you have a backup quarterback, your backup running back, and backup everybody is on the field. I think they did a really good job. And I think if this wasn't for such a stacked Rams team, I would probably pick with them. I feel like they're starting to roll and gel with Beathard at the helm. I think, I don't know. I mean, obviously, Rams are going to win this. These Rams are just rolling, and they're doing everything that I said that they wouldn't do. They're not falling apart. They're not having the ego problems that they predicted earlier in the season.
It actually might help that Talib is hurt, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's not in there being a wrecking ball like you kind of thought he would be. Maybe that's helping.
But yeah, there's not much to say. I mean, I think it's, Rams are going to, I think they're going to blow them out. I think it will be a little bit further apart than what you predicted, Brad, but ultimately Rams are going to come out ahead.
To me, this is one of those games where you see how mentally tough the 49ers are, because that's a deflating loss in Green Bay. So can they come back at home and at least put up a fight against the Rams? They could easily get blown out and lay down, and not purposely, but just don't have it in them. It's a short week for them, all of that. So I'm interested to see if they can actually keep up a little bit. I think the Rams win too, but I'm hoping that it's a similar performance that we saw last week. So, all right, clean sweep for the Rams. We'll do our wild card picks coming up.